Yuku. After the period of calm comes a period of storm. Louis Bertolin, Birmingham Yuku. After suspending 7 days of strikes over 2 weeks, in order to create a period of calm for negotiations, the University and College Union, Yuku, has resumed its strike action. One more day was added to the calendar, Budget Day, joining PCS and U in one of the biggest coordinated strikes for a long time. The remaining Yuku strike days under the current ballot are 16 to 17 and 22nd March. It is clear to members that the strike action has got under the employer's skin. After years of hardballing and making threats, sector-wide strike action forced the employers to the negotiating table, having seen that the mood was strong and a bad deal could not be imposed. Socialist Party members did not agree with the leadership in Yuku suspending the strikes. While Yuku honored its part and members went back to work, the employers unwisely decided to sow the seeds of unrest. They unilaterally imposed an accelerated and underwhelming pay award of 5.8% and argued that that closes the pay dispute. This rise had already been rejected by members before. Not only are they ignoring this, but the bosses are completely forgetting that this strike is due to far more than pay. Now that employers have been forced to recognize that casualization is a problem, it is time to put pressure on them so that they do something about it at a national level. Furthermore, overworking and the gender pay gap are still extremely important issues that need properly addressing. Members can see that a 5% rise, a real terms cut, does not solve the issues. This latest move by the employers is all for naught, for Yuku members are once again dropping their anchors at the picket lines. It is also vital members vote yes in the re-ballot, which closes on the 31st of March, to extend our strike mandate into the summer term and beyond.